You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. Welcome back, Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, what day is it today? Sunday, August the 29th, hour 2, 2021. And we're going to go straight to Al's Corner, where we're going to actually learn something. Let's see. Why don't you get that ready?
Relearn?
Okay.
And this is something from a book called They Thought They Were Free, written by a guy named Milton Meyer. Yes, and he does admit that he was a Jew, but he said he doesn't look like a Jew. So he went back over to Germany like 10 years after the war, went to this small village, and, you know, kind of, situated himself in this small village, got comfortable with some people, and just talked to the average normal German people that were over there, you know, about how it happened, you know, World War II, how the Nazis, you know, and people out there, I know, but that's the word we've got to use, folks. It's a lot easier than saying the long string of words that means what Nazi is. So, and this is from a chapter called "But Then It Was Too Late." Okay, what no one seemed to notice, a colleague of mine, a philologist, was the ever-widening gap after 1933 between the government and the people. Just think how very wide this gap was to begin with here in Germany, and it always became wider. You know, it doesn't make people close to their government to be told that this is a people's government, a true democracy, or to be enrolled in civilian defense, or even vote. All this has little, really nothing to do with knowing one is governing. What happened here was the gradual habituation of the people, little by little, to being governed by surprise, to receiving decisions deliberated in secret, to believing that the situation was so complicated that the government had to act on information which the people could not understand, or so dangerous that even if the people could understand it, it could not be released because of national security. Sound familiar there? And their sense of identification with Hitler, their trust in him, made it easier to widen this gap and reassured those who would otherwise have worried about it. The separation of government from people, this widening of the gap, took place so gradually and so insensibly, each step disguised, perhaps not even intentionally, as a temporary emergency measure or associated with true patriotic allegiance or with real social purposes. And all the crises and reforms too, so occupied the people that they did not see the slow motion underneath of the whole process of government growing remoter and remoter. You'll understand me when I say that my middle high German was my life. It was all I cared about. I was a scholar, a specialist. Then suddenly I was plunged into all the new activity as the university was drawn into the new situation, meetings, conferences, interviews, ceremonies, and above all, papers to be filled out, reports, bibliographies, lists, questionnaires. And on top of that were the demands of the community, the things in which one was expected to participate that had not been there or had not been there important before. It was all rigmarole, of course, but it consumed all one's energies, coming on top of the work one really wanted to do. You can see how easy it was then not to think about fundamental things. One had no time. Those, I said, are the words of my friend the baker. One has no time to think. There was so much going on. Your friend the baker was right, said my colleague. The dictatorship and the whole process of its coming into being was above all diverting. It provided an excuse not to think for people who did not want to think anyway. I do not speak of your little men, your baker, and so on. I speak of my colleagues and myself, learned men, mind you. Most of us did not want to think about fundamental things and never had. There was no need to. Nazism gave us some dreadful fundamental things to think about. We were decent people and kept us so busy with continuous changes and crises and so fascinated, yes, fascinated by the mechanizations of the national enemies without and within that we had no time to think about these dreadful things that were growing little by little all around us. Unconsciously, I suppose, we were grateful. Who wants to think? To live in this process is absolutely not to be able to notice it. Please try to believe me, unless one has a much greater degree of political awareness, acuity, than most of us ever had occasion to develop. Each step was so small, so inconsequential, so well explained, or on occasion regretted, that unless one were detached from the whole process from the beginning, a unless one understood what the whole thing was in principle, what all these little measures that no patriotic German could resent must someday lead to. One no more saw it developing from day to day than a farmer in his field sees the corn growing. One day it is over his head. I'll stop there. I've got this whole chapter here highlighted. It was one of those, you know, points in a book. You know, every book that you read has something that really grabs you. You know, a chapter or just a paragraph or whatever, kind of like the Barry Goldwater book that I keep rereading over and over. The insidious nature of it, how it's done, is so simple at its base, but it's very freaking effective.
Yeah, we're in the middle of that.
I'll stop my reading there.
We're in the middle of that, you know, in the middle of what he was describing. You know, definitely we've got so many different whack-a-mole sessions going down, and I can imagine being over in Germany in the 40s and, dealing with all the different things, the Reichstag, right? They all of a sudden, there are problems there. They burned down our, you know, consulate or, you know, man, I don't want to get into that story. But they got so many stories, and they were probably looking at their newspaper and reading it, and there, can I get your newspaper? And we do the same here. You know, newspapers are all controlled.
A population, yes, their population had always been very subservient anyway, because they'd always been under the rule of some type of a monarch, you know, be it the actual king or a duke or an earl or whatever the other freaking, you know, royal positions are, you know, their little baronies and everything. And, you know, Carol Quigley, in his book, about the first three quarters of his book, he goes through all these little squabbles that happened over in Europe, you know, all across Europe, you know, Italy, France, you know, Germany, England, you know. And basically what it ended up being is like what Rousseau gave us in Trading Places. The chess masters at the top, at the end of the game, it's like, all right, you won this time, Arthur. Here's your dollar. I'll banish myself from the kingdom, but I'll be back, and I'll win next time. You know, their power, their wealth, their prestige persists and has persisted through time. The elite, the royalty, the Merovingians, how far back you want to take this crap, same power people. I don't guess, have they always called themselves Jews? I don't know. You know, way back when, or did they just decide to create this religion and call themselves Jews? I don't know. You know, when did it actually start? But yes, there has been a power structure that has persisted since our time is known about. You know, the same freaking, basically the same freaking families, their wealth persists, their power persists, and they play games with the rest of us.
Yeah. I can't help but go back to the fact that we are in the lull before the storm. Maybe even literally, if you're in Louisiana, they're about to take a hurricane straight on, and this time they didn't evacuate their people. They're just, hey, we don't have time, so you guys all just get, you know, ready. You know, here it comes.
It's duck and cover.
And in a few, you know, few hours or so, right? 24 hours. Texas is going to be rattled. They say that the storms aren't going to create bands of rain, but I don't see how that's not going to happen, right? But there's going to be a lot of refugees. There's going to be a lot of shortages here in Texas as people start sending water and boards and, you know, building supplies and this and that and fuel.
So your slots at the grocery store will be even more empty than they are becoming now. Even the little bit I go into town, the last time I was in the grocery store, it was a little bit late in the evening. And they were restocking, but there was a lot of stuff gone from the shelves, folks. There was a lot of empty spots. I noticed that.
Yeah. Special K is running away. No, just kidding. No more Kellogg Special K. We're going to have to ban that like Aunt Jemima. You know, we'll be all, no, that's an ISIS cereal. Can't do that. You know, it's for the children. You know, we can get away with that, but
Kellogg's will just go back to making chemicals. Like I said, I've got this bottle in here that I found down at you know, down at my Opus place down here, you know, where they work, mm-hmm. you know, cattle and sheep and everything all for decades. And I found this brown bottle, and it's, you know, embossed in the glass, you know, Kellogg's Chemical Company, you know, from Minnesota up there. And it's got to be the same family. So what, do they just convert
a chemical plant over to
making cornflakes or something, or what?
No, that's just one of their subsidiaries, right? You know, it is the same Kellogg's, period. right? You can do a search on the internet and find out that that is Kellogg's, right? The chemical corporation. So there you go. You know, the world is the world. Corporations are after you. Governments are after you. I heard last week.
They're living through chemistry.
Yeah, the CDC is getting a war on guns. Like, really? Okay, their guns are a disease. Really? So I touch one and I get sick? No, you touch one and you kill people, so you're bad. Well, you don't. That's not true. And I went to think, is, are they going into this? Because I have a better target for them, right? Not that they're listening to anybody. Governments kill people. Right? You know, maybe not all governments, but there is a lot of governments. More people die from governments than anything else. Well, maybe religions, too. So, you know, so all of a sudden we're going to have to get rid of governments and religions, and we can go to corporations are good, right? Or something. I don't know. It's going to be strange in the future if they do succeed in putting the CDC in charge of everything. And I remember 2020, all that stupid stuff that they did in 2020. You know, CDC was incompetent boobs the entire time that they were unleashing the coronavirus or the corona propaganda. And they couldn't do a move that actually worked. You know, when they put out their first test kits, they didn't work, right? And everybody said they didn't work. Your test kits don't work. Your test kits don't work. Well, the test kits never did start working. That's the funny thing. It seems like depending upon the test kit, you're going to get different results. But that's really good if you wanted to have some kind of a fake. And I know some of my listeners, some of our listeners, believe that there really is a virus out there. And I can probably say there really might be an influenza strain called COVID-19 or the novel, whatever the hell we call it. But, you know, the way that it's happening, everybody that dies, every news article that comes out says, man who mocked the coronavirus dies. You know, and you're like, okay, well, was that because he was sick? Was that because of the treatment?
Let me pull you back, Steve. To you said they're doing a war on guns. So they're changing their strategy. You know, we've had the war on poverty, you know, the war on terror, the war on this and that. You know, which you know, we're basically, you know, either a political or an economic or social, you know, ideology, which is something intangible. So it's nothing you can really kill in the first place, you know, by going to war against it. And now they're switching from an intangible concept or idea or political methodology or something, and they're actually going to go to war against inanimate objects, which you also can't kill.
Yeah.
Does it make any sense, people? None of it makes any sense whatsoever if you actually rub a couple of brain cells together.
Yeah. No, it doesn't make sense. It really doesn't. You know, and I can't help but feel that all this is, you know, it's part of the game, right? Breads and circuses. Here's the circus. Something's going on in Texas.
And they keep us so busy. Most of us don't want to think, and we never really wanted to think anyway. I mean, it's basically mimicking just what I just read, kind of, you know, the whole process. It's used over and over and over because it's very effective. You know, they get people comfortable, and you know, and think, you know, they're prosperous, and well, at least I'm not out on the street. And people don't want to think about. They want their government to think and take care of them. They want that mother or father figure to keep them safe and comfortable instead of having to have any strife in their life or actually do anything to help themselves exist.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. They're doing this all by they have a script, right? It seems that there is a definite script out there, and they do everything the same but different. We have a situation right now with a failed president of the corporate United States of America, right? They say he's elected. They say that he's unelected. Well, he's in power, right? He assumed power and surrounded himself by the military in a wall, right? And he sat there and going, oh, yeah, there was an insurrection. Yeah, I kind of think I'm going with the fact that you were the insurrection. You're carrying on a lot of the stuff that Trump was going with. I'm not really a big Trumper, and that's another story, and maybe we'll get to that. I don't know. If you guys want to call in, it's 512-248-8252.
You know, Steve, once again, Barry Goldwater in that book, you know, I almost read this a couple of times, but, you know, he states, you know, when there's a new president, you know, he states in there, you know, there's a lot of times a great turnover in the staff, he said, but the policy never changes. It's tweaked a little bit. It's tweaked a little bit, Republican, Democrat, whatever. They tweak the methodology that they're doing, but the policy itself never changes. It proceeds, and it insidiously grinds on, and just eventually, like I said, it's grinding and grinding, and eventually you're the one underneath the grinding wheel, and, you know, this happens.
Let me add to that, and then we'll go back to the phones.
Okay.
Last year, there was a warm-up, and then there was the real event. First, there was the warm-up. It was all the Michigan people were tired of the protests, and so they went down, and, they had a rally downtown. And it was a peaceful rally, but now it's being portrayed as an insurrection, right? You know, a local insurrection in Michigan, and it was an attempted coup, right? And so they're adding these things that it weren't onto it. That was the fake, right? Well, that was the first fake, the trial run, maybe, you know, and then we had the January 6th Trump rally that is now, well, they call it insurrection or whatever, but, you know, it was nothing but another false flag in my eyes, you know. There's enough, they're not really looking at the real evidence, are they? Man, it's kind of crazy. But we've got this thing that's going on now with Kamala Harris, right? You know, the Democrats are saying it's time to let Biden go. Let's get him out, right? And we've already seen stage one where Cuomo gets kicked out. This is to your point, Alan. Cuomo gets kicked out, and then Kathy Hochul, whatever her name is, right? Now she's in. And she promises that she's not going to have a harassing administration, but she's strong, she's stern, and then she's in charge. Right?
She's a powerful woman, and we need a woman in charge, because women are better than men.
We need a woman in charge, right? Yes. And now we're going to go through the Biden end-of-show game pretty quick, most likely. Defined pretty quick, is it the end of this year? Is it in a couple months? Is it next week?
And Steve, you know, if chlamydia gets in power, everyone loves chlamydia, right? So that ought to be just perfect.
Oh, God. Let's go to the phones. Hey, Mike, out in Arizona. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Good morning, Steve. Alan, maybe we should call it the Steve Allen Show.
There you go.
There you go.
That was back when there was actually some quality.
Yes, actually, it was humor and a little bit
that
of skill.
Yeah.
There you go. The last week I had called in, and we kind of ran out of time, and I got a couple of questions on some of the news items that ran out of time. There's one here. When I do my research, there's three or four places that I usually go to, because they're pretty consistent in their information. They've got a big team of journalists that look for articles, whether it's in Mexico, Central, South America and stuff, mm-hmm. and also to the Border Patrol. This first one's out of insightcrime.org, and it's homicides pile up in Ecuador in revenge for key drug seizures. I guess down in Ecuador, there was a front corporation. They were supposed to be bottling and selling water, and they had a false wall, and somehow the word got out, but the government went in there and found 9.6 tons of cocaine, and I guess the people that were responsible for it, and this was on the 20th of August, just, you know, 8 days, 9 days ago, so that's one. So, but now they're, I guess, the people responsible for protecting this stuff or hiding it or whatever it was. I guess they've been, somebody's been going out killing twos and threes here and there.
The music, hang on, let's do the break. Republic of Texas Radio or the Alan and Steve Show or some dang thing. Be right back. Can't run circles till the morning comes. When it does, I know it's on. It's you and I. Wouldn't miss it for the sun. Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Extend your life
with Extendivite. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks.
Okay, we're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, we got Mike here in Arizona on the phone line. We're talking about, well, down south of the border. So, Mike, we want to continue your thought.
Absolutely. The second article is from Inside Crime also. U.S. Coast Guard makes record drug haul in Pacific and Caribbean. They unloaded 27 tons of cocaine and all and some marijuana, and it was valued at $1.4 billion. This is the 13th of August. That's insidecrime.org. Here's a smaller, I guess, if it wasn't, but this one's from the Customs and Border Patrol, cbp.gov. Human smuggler crashes into civilian vehicle after leading law enforcement on vehicle pursuit. After the crash, the burst into flames. This next one's also from the CBP. Counterfeit DEA and FBI badges stopped by Chicago CBP, and this was the 17th of August. It mentions in here that these badges came, and these are super high quality badges, that they had come from China, and they've also mentioned in here that previously they had confiscated U.S. Marshal badges. Here's one, insidecrime.org. Balkan gangs supervise cocaine trade from Colombia and across Europe. This one's from CBP.gov. St. Louis CBP intercepts fraudulent documents for undocumented migrants. Boxes and boxes of Mexican passports, birth certificates, and they ran the names, but they didn't come up as anybody that's been registered coming in here. This one's from another one. It's called BorderlandBeat.com. They generally focus in on what's going on in Mexico. This happened in Chihuahua. Paulino Rodriguez of the Moreno Political Party executed. So they're back at it again down there. There was, I think, last year before, or a couple of years ago before AMLO was elected president, there were like 129 political candidates. Here's one from the Borderland Beat. This one's dated the 19th of August. Dispute breaks out for control of maritime traffic in Guatemala and Peru between the CDS and the CJNG. Those are both Mexican drug gangs. BorderlandBeat.com, U.S. citizen laundered South American drug cartel money in Guatemalan casinos. And it says here, I think he's prosecutors think that he laundered at least $20 million. I'm trying to go fairly sex offender, more than one of 1,500 migrants apprehended over weekend. This was down in Yuma earlier in the month. One more. Oh, here's the one. This is kind of the classic of about how the media distracts us. This one's from the Customs and Border Patrol, CBP.gov. CBP officer sees 2.8 tons of methamphetamine and fentanyl at the Otay Mesa commercial facility. That's in California. And that is a record one-time haul. It was in an 18-wheeler, coming up from Mexico, a one-time record haul from across the whole southern border, and there was not one peep about it on the media. You would think that, you know, in this day and age, that sensational news articles, that it would be something that might mention that part. One other thing, Mike, I get going here.
Can I ask you this, Mike? You know, we hear about these, you know, sporadic, you know, drug busts or anything. You know, as far as I'm concerned, that's just them catching the competition and putting up the illusion that they're actually doing something to stop this drug trafficking and everything. You know, what I wonder is, what happens to all these drugs? You know, supposedly they take them and they make this big fire, or they throw it into a furnace and they burn it up. But in my opinion, you know, if they're burning up 2 tons of cocaine, that's 2 tons of, like, flour that they've substituted for the cocaine, and the cocaine they take and they sell and they make those billions of dollars in profit. You know, the whole system is corrupt, Mike. You know, they give us these perceptions that they're fighting against the drug trade, but we all know that the CIA and all these other agencies have been involved heavily in the drug trade. You know, over
yeah, but
all
that stopped, Alan.
I mean,
no, there's no doubt. No doubt about that. With you know, Mel Gibson made that movie Air America back when in the 70s, 80s or stuff, mm-hmm. talking about the China heroin. But then when trial came up of, I think it was El Mayo Zambada's son here in the United States, and he was talking about Operation, Project Gunrunner, and a subdivision of that was Fast and Furious. Right. They testified in court that in order, we were sending drugs south in return for intelligence from the Sinaloa cartel on the other cartels, and letting them bring in a tank car on a train with cocaine in it. So yeah, there's no doubt that this goes on, but you know, I know some Border Patrol agents, and they're not involved in the drug trafficking, so I say that yes, you are correct, but it doesn't mean that it's all corrupt. And kind of in at the very end here, Alan had asked last week about, you know, they're going to show holograms of aliens coming from some other planet to unite the world, but you know, people have been talking about this for a long time, at least 20 years. But what I have to say is I'm more concerned with the illegal aliens coming across our southern border, because as the expression goes, you want to shoot the enemy closest to you. So I just, I'm not saying that is, but where I live, it's a big deal, and it's very dangerous
down
here.
It is a big deal. Yeah, I agree. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate your input. Republic of Texas Radio.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
So here we fight all through the night. All right. We're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, just on a note, we were talking with Mike in Arizona and the southern border, you know, yeah. What do you say about all the little places down below the corporate United States of America? We got our door wide open. Half the walls are torn down.
It's not just the southern state, Steve. Ask people, like I said, you know, last week, I think I said, ask people from the St. Paul, Minneapolis, Minnesota area, you know, how they love their Somalis that have been brought in there. You know, it's not just an invasion.
Sure, I'm not talking about the invasion of the South. I'm probably talking about the fact that country music used to talk, or they'd sing about Mexico so much, the beauties of Mexico. You know, and the people, how nice they are and how peaceful it is when you go over there. And did that actually happen, or were they just singing bull? right? But now it's
Steve,
different.
The high schools down here, Steve, the high schools down here, like they would have like senior trips. They would all get on a bus and they'd go down across the border, you know, somewhere into some of these small towns and get a Mexican experience, you know. It used to be a pleasant, you know, thing to
Mexican
do.
Mexican experience, yeah. Or, you know, get down there and pay off a cop to let you through or beat up by a gang member. That's our one for today. It's kind of sad. Anyways, I'm sorry. I was just thinking about Mexico. You know, I listen to some country music nowadays. You know, we have a local AM that plays a lot of that, and I've never been exposed to it. But they sing about a Mexico that is not there, right? It just doesn't exist anymore.
And there is a country song that I heard, Steve, once that it went something on the lines of this. I can't remember the exact words, but it's like, why don't we all move down to Mexico, seeing as to how they're all moved up here? You know, the place ought to be empty. We can move down to Mexico and have a paradise. You know, it's you know, since they're all moving here, let's all move to Mexico.
Let's move on to the calls. 512-248-8252. Next up is Mark in Philly. Hello, Mark.
Morning, guys.
Thank you. Good morning.
How you guys? Good morning. Can you guys hear me okay?
You're fine.
Okay, good. So I wanted to bring up this whole deal with the vaccine. What I'm trying to put forth here is that, to me, the active duty, who I've heard 40% are do not want to take the vaccine. If those active duty were to stand up en masse as a phalanx to hold the line, hopefully they surely, and this is for the people who are listening, if you have family that are active duty, please consider what I'm sharing. And maybe have conversations about this because the deadline's coming on September 15th. If the active duty were to stand as a phalanx against this action and declare, guys, that COVID was the scare tactic and the vaccine is the weapon, and that weapon is about to be used on our very active duty force, and surely they know this. I mean, we know it. I mean, we get it.
The anthrax vaccinations of the first of the desert, you know, the first go in the sandbox over there, and all those guys that had terrible repercussions from that freaking anthrax vaccine. Yeah, you think they would have learned something? Maybe they have.
Exactly, and plus this whole Taliban thing. Okay, if the active duty have to be upset about how that was handled, they have to be upset because that was a total screw up. I'm going to tell you, it is such a screw up that it had to be intentional. It was intentionally done.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because our higher command officers are smarter than that. Damn it. But unless there's just a bunch of yes.
Well, you also remember that Obama purged the military of a lot of the upper echelons of the military.
Yeah.
You know, possibly the ones that were still good. Remember, it wouldn't surprise me, Mark, if they said, okay, you guys,
it has to be in
charge, you whatever, and we will have an all LGBT army, you know, or something like that. I mean, who the hell knows what's going on?
Yeah, it has to be intentional. You know, because it doesn't take a military genius to know before you leave someplace, get your people, or at least the people that want to go. You know, it doesn't take a genius.
And the military and the weaponry that you're leaving there, at least destroy it.
Oh, yeah, the whole thing is totally so ridiculous that the active duty members, and I'm speaking to you now, if some of you are listening, you have to get it. This was all intentional. It was total crap. And the weapons coming at you, guys and gals, stand up, hold the line, and do not discharge. Do not allow them to discharge. Don't allow them to fire you. Don't allow them to show you the door. You just say, no, we're not, because this is a threat to our nation. And my sense of it, guys, is that the Marines would be the core group that would hold to that code, hopefully. But we'll see. Mm-hmm. But I'm just putting this out there because this could be an initial barrier, you know, because if they give in, then who's next? You know?
Oh, yeah. So, hey, on your note before we move on, did you hear what they're talking about, well, it's kind of like what you're saying, but Operation Pineapple Express that occurred last week, allegedly? Did you hear about
what
that?
What
Pineapple Express was a bunch of ex-military people that went back into Afghanistan as private individuals and worked to get their former assets and people they worked with out. They pulled, allegedly, they pulled 500 people out of Afghanistan that were stranded by the Americans by, using an encrypted chat room and cell phones and contact, and they had these people in the middle of the night running from building to building to get to the airport. And it was a private individuals, private military people. Look up Pineapple Express. And I don't know if it's propaganda or not. I saw the story. I read a few articles on it. But, they stood up.
Yeah.
Like what you're saying, man.
Yeah.
They stood up. And they did what was right.
Last statement here. We the people have been moving, allowed them to move the line in the sand so many times over so many years. We've had it. This is it. We draw the line and we stand it. We do. And by the way, what you said, Steve, about the truck driving down in Australia, that's going to happen on the 31st. I believe it's the 31st.
Yeah.
And they're also the people, and there's a video on the Republic about this where there's like a, where they're all on video meeting, and she's telling them that we're all going to stand up on August 31st to all the county commissioners, their version of the county commissioners. They're all going to go to the county commissioners. They're going to just stand en masse and quietly stand without protesting. It's actually a very interesting idea. But we got to rise up too. And I say the military, the active duty, are the ones that could do that right now. And I don't know how the rest of us could do it. Maybe at our county courthouses or county seats. You know,
show up
I don't
on
know.
The 31st.
that'd be too short. Yeah. Show up on
it's
a certain
too
day,
short of so. Notice. I get it, but
yeah. Anyway, I'll let you guys go. Thank you very much, and keep on keeping on.
I'd like to comment real quick on what Mark said. You know, it's like I know that once again the institution as a whole has been perverted, and it's not what we think it is. There are good people in the military. There are good people in the police and sheriff's departments. Not every Jew, that person that calls themselves a Jew, is one of these SOBs that's doing this crap to us or involved in it. You know, inadvertently they're in it. Not everyone that calls themselves a Christian is a good, holy, pious person. Simply because they call themselves something does not mean that they live by the principles espoused by whatever, religion or whatever belief you have. You know, there is good and there's bad in everything, but as a whole, the major institutions as a whole, they are not good anymore, folks. You know, there are still some good people involved in it. I would like to know, if Mike out there in Arizona, these border agents, if he sits down one-to-one and talk with them, do they actually say that they feel comfortable working where they are, or do they see the perversion of the Border Patrol, of that whole situation? Do they not see the perversion at a high level? And they're just kind of existing in their job instead of actually enjoying being a part of doing what they consider is right. You know, I'm sure that if you sat down and had a heart to heart with these guys, they'd say, "No, I'm not comfortable. No, I don't like what's going on. I don't like what's the upper echelons. I don't like it, but I'm doing the best I can." You know, there's a lot of people out there like that, and they're frustrated, still trying to do their job and what they think is right, but the system around them has become very, it's got to be almost intolerable.
Yeah. Well, we got one more caller on the line. Let's get to him, unless somebody else wants to call in. But he's back. It's Chance. Dun, dun, dun. Hello, Chance from West Virginia. Welcome
guys.
Back to the show.
Yes, guys. Thanks for taking my call a second time. Before I get to my point, though, have either of you guys heard the song by Waylon and Willie together? The song is titled The Year 2003 -25. Have you heard that song, guys?
No.
I don't recall.
Well, let me tell you a line in this song, which you probably won't find it. It's probably scrubbed. There's one line in that song that says this. And who'd have thought them Arabs would have bought the USA just to give it to the Jews? I kid you not. I got the album somewhere in the house. Yeah. All right, the reason why I called... Yep. The reason why I called back, Steve, you mentioned Mr. Vaccine Warp Speed there before. Now, I don't know if either of you guys heard of Rick Wiles of True News, TRU News.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let me tell you, that other guy, which is Mr. Dreamy Pillow there, I forget his name, he attacked Rick Wiles verbally and said that Rick Wiles is backed by Antifa. That Mr. Dream Pillow dude, whatever his name is. What is his name?
Lindell, yeah.
Yeah, that's him. So what does this tell you? What does this tell you about this guy, this pillow meister? This is what he said. But now, as far as I'm concerned, Rick Wiles is a true patriot. But this is what Mr. Pillowhead said about Rick Wiles, and you can check that out yourself. So, it just goes to show you how we're being played on every damn level imaginable.
Yes.
It's such a farce between Mr. Vaccine Warp Speed and Mr. Pillowhead. I mean, people are being played like pawns in the game, and that's all I got to say. Thanks for taking my call again, gentlemen.
Well, appreciate it, man. Sorry about the wait. You know, it's
kind of
a crazy world out there.
Kind of on Chance's point there, it's like, you know, take information where you can get it. You know, folks, you know, this is where it's called discernment, you know. You can get good information from bad sources. Like, you know, like I said, you know, are we supposed to not believe, you know, Larry Silverstein, you know, who, you know, took ownership of the Twin Towers shortly before they came down? Are we not supposed to believe him when a moment of candor he said, well, we decided there had been enough death that day, and we decided that, you know, we didn't want any more, and we gave the order and we pull the building, and we gave the order, and we watched it come down. You know, are we not supposed to believe that he basically said that we did an implosion on that building? It had nothing to do with the planes or anything else that might or might not have hit that the other two buildings in the Pentagon. But, you know, are we not supposed to believe that? You know, in moments of candor, you can get good information from even bad sources, but it's your own discernment. Take the information in, Mike in Arizona, you know, listening to all these different sources, you know, taking in information, but don't take anything as your one information God. Use your own God-given brain and your intelligence and your discernment to figure out what fits into reality. You know, is that what really happens around you? You know, you can hear things, it'll either, you know, expound, you know, make something more believable, or it'll make it less believable, you know. But keep all those little pieces of information filed back in your own organic computer as much as you can, because your hard drives, who the hell knows how they can be changed. You know, all your computerized equipment, that's all stuff that they've given us that they control. They do not release something to us that they cannot control. You know, completely, maybe not at times, but they do control it at its base level. I can tell you that. But just use your discernment, folks. You know,
Let's take
all the information you can and see how it relates to the real world around you.
You're right. Good words. Tom in Utah, welcome back. How are you?
I just want to assure you that Building 7 came down because of a virus.
Nah.
Okay.
It was the early corona collapse.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, when the trade towers were demolished, one of the viruses released in that demolition landed on the roof of Building 7, and that's why Building 7 came down.
Hmm. Yeah. Better explanation than we've ever gotten.
I do want to say, you know, I actually talked with Tom for several hours, like 3.5 hours on the phone a couple of weeks back, and I kind of entered the end of the conversation. It's like, well, you know, I was like basically like I do with most of the people that I've talked to, you know, the callers from RBN, you know, and, you know, the family. It's like, well, you know, one of us is going to have to end this conversation somehow. And I guess I think I said something like, well, I guess we'll have to, you know, just agree that we do have some disagreements. And I think Tom ended it with, No, there's no disagreements. I'm right. You're wrong. And that just sent me into a fit of laughter. And I was just like, you know,
yeah.
I don't agree with everything Tom says. He doesn't agree with everything I say. But, you know, we've got our places that we do definitely agree on. And, you know, differences in learning, differences in experience. I'm not saying he's wrong. I'm right. I'm wrong. He's right. You know, but just the way he ended that just sent me into a fit of laughter. And I actually enjoyed our conversation, Tom.
Well, last night I was a little bit saddened because 40 years of my experience was basically, what's the word I'm looking for? Defamed, or, you know, people think because they read a bunch of blovia from the scientific community that they've got it all figured out. And is trying to give them, at least in simple terms, how you could sicken a nation enough to where that nation would panic. And that's the mechanism they're using, but nobody wants to know that mechanism because it interferes with your personal habits. But the insider scientists that work for the cabal, they understand all this. And they just keep you ignorant as slugs. And as you are ignorant as slugs, you can be taken out like an army. How does an army
move? Salt on a slug, and what happens to it, Tom? Yeah.
Anyway.
Hey, yeah, hear the music. Hey, come on back. Let's go ahead and go through the break. You'll have a couple minutes at the top, and then we're done. Republic of Texas Radio.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site, It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
The last minute of the show, or last minutes of the show. Here's Keith Rogers, Perception Management, is up next. But, Alan, if you have something to say, say it now. Otherwise, I'm going to give Tom in Utah the last minutes.
I will say it real quick. Folks, use your own brain. And I will say take care as usual. But, you know, Tom and I, we have our disagreements. But, you know, about the meat eating part, you know, I will agree that, you know, the food system, you know, the cattle that have all these inoculations, you know, the vaccines and against this disease and that disease or whatever, you know, yes, a very effective way to inoculate a population would be through the food system or the water system. But, you know, it's like out here, I eat a lot of venison that I harvest myself that have never had vaccines or shots or anything. I seem to have no problems with it. There are certain aspects of what Tom talks about that I definitely agree with him about. Certain aspects I disagree with him about, and we can have our disagreements. It's our own experiences, and this is what I'm talking about, folks. Use your own experiences. Use your own life experiences and try to figure it out for yourself. And I'll let Tom talk for a bit, and I will say goodbye, folks.
Who's defaming you, Tom? Who's defaming you? How are you being defamed?
They were passing the nonsense that the public has accepted about the smallpox with the Native Americans being delivered the smallpox in the blankets, i.e. in the bed bugs. And then I asked the question, where did the bed bugs get it? And, of course, they don't want to know that the only way you can get smallpox is through flesh. Smallpox requires flesh to survive and propagate in. And that's the way you can sicken a whole nation. You can do it like the Bureau of Indian Affairs did to the Indians. They just made sure that the BIA commodities carried the infection to the Indians. Now, what was the commodities? The pork and the beef, and the cheese and the dairy that the Indians were being delivered. That way you can control your target population. You won't eat the same cheese. You won't eat the same beef. You won't eat the same pork. But you'll deliver it to the people you want to take down. Remember the statement that an army moves on its belly? Well, you can stop an army on its belly by contaminating that pan or tray of flesh material that you feed to that army. Nobody wants to hear that, but they're using this ignorance that you and I in the past suffer from. We take down a nation by feeding them the disease, but then we'll tell them it's that virus floating down from building one to building seven that took building seven down. Anyway,
all live naturally off the land, Tom, do you think that, you know, eating meat is a bad thing if you actually eat clean meat that has not been vaccinated, not been inoculated, not been weaponized?
Well, I hate to reveal this fact, but every piece of meat you eat carries the DNA of that animal, the RNA of that animal. Yeah. That RNA and DNA is a corruption for yours.
But it's going through your digestive system, which is one of your main points of foreign material being able to be infiltrated into your system. Your body might have to work harder to digest, and it might be a little bit more of a battle, but it also gives you essential minerals and proteins and structures that our bodies need to exist.
Alan, you sure like to have this conversation with Tom over and over again.
Let me tell you one thing.
Come on, we already know where this is going. You know,
let me tell you one thing about that. Most of our digestive systems have been so insulted and abused, they cannot always break that DNA apart. And that's when you find out you have autoimmune reactions or autoimmune disease. Right now, we can't afford that.
It's not a natural thing, though. You know, this has been happened to us through the insidious crap that's been done to us.
Exactly.
We don't function as we normally used to.
Exactly. See, that's my heartbreak.
Right. That's it. Thanks, Tom. Thanks, Alan. Thanks for listening.
By the way,
hang on.
Give me a...
Here comes Keith Rogers. What was that, Tom?
I'll call you, Tom.
Go to gassyamerica.com and call me.
Right on. Take care.
life is us, my friends.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.